At the 87th National FFA Convention and Expo, I'm Courtney Gerstenecker. The 2014 National Agricultural Sales Entrepreneurship Proficiency winner is Joshua Haven of the Cheyenne FFA chapter in Oklahoma.
Tell us a little bit about your FFA experience and how you got started in this organization.
I began my FFA career as an eighth grader. Started to get really involved as an eighth grader. I had an ag teacher that really pushed me to reach my fullest potential and just kind of grew from there. I was involved in livestock judging, farm business management, CDE, as well as my SAE, which was extremely important to me. And I just grew throughout the years, and it's been an awesome experience. I finished up my career as the state FFA reporter of Oklahoma, as a state officer. That was such an awesome experience, and I've been blessed to have so many people that have helped me and to get where I am today, especially through this organization.
So tell me about your SAE being that national winner. What makes your project so unique? So go ahead from where you started in your project to where you are today.
When I was 15 years old, I bought the feed store for my grandfather, who told me that he was fixing to retire, and it was just, I took some time to make a business decision and just decided to go ahead and do that. He told me I could go down to the bank and borrow the money, and if they'd let me do it, then he sure would too. So got my start that way and have just grown, added different products throughout the years, and it's been awesome. I'm currently opening another store in Guthrie, Oklahoma, and it's operating at full force right now, and future looks bright, and I hope that we can continue to grow.
That's such a special story. What makes your project unique, and why do you think you are the one that shined bright on that national stage?
What makes mine unique is we're a self-service feed store there in Cheyenne. I offer products to the people there, and they're just welcome to come in at any time of the day, 24/7. To get their products, write it down. I installed some security cameras, and also just pretty much trust throughout the community. Living in such a small rural community, I'm able to do that, and that's really what makes my operation so unique.
So, how are you feeling being named the national winner in your proficiency area right now?
Feeling great. Honestly, just still a little bit in shock. Very relieved. I'm glad to be here and glad to have this opportunity to be in Louisville and represent my state as well as my association, and just glad to be here.
So what are your future plans?
Future plans are to obviously continue to grow those feed stores. I have an internship this summer with the company that supplies my feed, so hopefully be able to get some better knowledge as to how those feeds work and how I can, you know, continue to help those two communities that I have stores in.
What advice would you give to a young FFA member who was inspired by your announcement today being your proficiency winner? What advice would you give to an FFA member?
I would definitely tell he or she to not be afraid to take those risks, kind of like I was, you know. You know, there were some times where I was scared. You know, I was 15 years old and buying a business and took out a $100,000 line of credit, you know, and that can be scary. You know, it's not a bad thing to be scared, but, you know, take that risk and take that jump, because you may not ever have that opportunity again, just like I did. You know, my grandpa, he notified me of his retirement, and I could have said, you know, I don't feel ready to do this, but instead I just kind of jumped on it and went, and it's done nothing but great things for me since.
Is there anyone that you would like to thank for helping you and supporting you throughout your FFA experience?
Absolutely. I'd definitely like to thank my agricultural instructor, Mr. Nathan Torrance. He's been wonderful, truly an inspiration to me throughout my entire career, and a lifelong role model, somebody that I really look up to, as well as my family, my grandfather especially, for giving me such a great opportunity, mom and my dad, and stepmom, stepdad, and for all their encouragement throughout the years, and just really pushing me to reach where I am today.
Well, congratulations again, Joshua.
Thank you.
The Agricultural Sales Entrepreneurship Proficiency is sponsored by Crop Production Services and Monsanto. At the 87th National FFA Convention and Expo, I'm Courtney Gerstenecker.